Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. It is a great and eventful day, this day before our National Day of Thanksgiving. A blast on the Rainbow Bridge. The Rainbow Bridge, by the way, has nothing to do with LGBT or anything politically correct. It is a beautiful bridge that links the United States with our closest ally and closest neighbor, Canada. And it goes over, at least in part, the Niagara Falls in New York, near Buffalo. There was a car explosion. It is mysterious about how it happened or why it happened, but cars just don't normally explode on the highway. The two passengers, or the driver and a passenger inside the car, were both killed. There was one agent from the Canadian side, a customs inspector. The Fox is reporting that it was an attempted terror attack, but we will get more details on that. President Biden has been briefed. This is the a remarkable situation, and the 2 days ago, CBS News reported escalating violence in Gaza is increasing chatter of possible terror attacks in New York. Now, if they mean New York State, that's where this was. CBS News learned yesterday of increased threats of a possible terror attack in New York City as a direct result of the escalating violence in the Middle East. Governor Kathy Hochul is already taking action to beef up security and increase the staffing of the Joint Terrorism Task Force following a new threat assessment by the New York State Intelligence Center that violence in Gaza is driving chatter about targets in New York. Here's the report that actually came out on Monday, with CBS talking about the officials in the United States, at the CIA, at the FBI, local officials in New York. The New York Police Department has a very substantial and appropriately well-developed anti-terrorism unit. This is what they talked about in terms of anticipating a terror attack as we go into the Thanksgiving holiday. Listen.
CBS News has learned of an increase in online threats against New York as a result of the escalating violence in the Middle East.
CBS 2 political reporter Marcia Kramer here now with more on this. Marcia.
Well, Maurice and Christine, Governor Hochul is already taking action to beef up security and increase the staffing of the Joint Terrorism Task Force following a new threat assessment by the State Intelligence Center that violence in Gaza is driving chatter about threats to New York targets.
I am working hard at the state level with the control I have. I'll be talking about this tomorrow, about exactly what we're doing and how many online threats we've uncovered, how many have been investigated, what the outcome is.
Governor Hochul talking about new steps she'll be taking to deal with online threats and radicalization, even as CBS News obtained a new threat assessment, which points to, quote, an increasing terror threat to New York State. The Intelligence Center warning that the spread of anti-Semitic and anti-Palestinian rhetoric on social media is fueling an increase in hate crimes targeting Jews, Muslims, and Arabs. The expansion of Israeli operations against Hamas in the Gaza Strip and increase in civilian casualties raises the likelihood that violent extremist threat actors will seek to conduct attacks against targets in the West, with New York State being a focus. Terrorist messaging has placed focus on attacking soft targets such as protests, group gatherings, and other public events, according to the report. Last week, the governor earmarked $2.5 million to add additional state police investigators to the FBI Joint Terrorism Task Force in New York City, Albany, Buffalo, and Rochester.
We are working with all law enforcement, federal, state, and local, statewide. These are not just New York City events.
Our most immediate concern is that violent extremists, individuals or small groups, will draw inspiration from the events in the Middle East to carry out attacks against Americans going about their daily lives. That includes not just homegrown violent extremists inspired by a foreign terrorist organization, but also domestic violent extremists targeting Jewish or Muslim communities. We've already seen that with the individual we arrested last week in Houston.
Now, the number of incidents that is investigated by the NYPD.
We are going to continue covering all the breaking news as we wait for officials to also specifically give some indication of what happened. The vehicle exploded at a checkpoint on the American side, so they were coming from the American side of a U.S.-Canada bridge in Niagara Falls. And prompting the closing of four border crossings in the area. The blast happened on the U.S. side of the Rangeau Bridge. Three other bridges between western New York and Ontario were quickly closed as a precaution. And the Buffalo-Niagara International Airport began security checks on all cars and told passengers to expect additional screenings. The Niagara Frontier Transportation Authority posted on X, formerly Twitter, that all cars arriving at the Buffalo Airport would undergo security checks. The authority said travelers should also expect additional screenings. This is extraordinary. We're going to be speaking to an expert on security here in the United States and particularly in Europe facing Vladimir Putin's new peace speech. All of a sudden, Vladimir Putin sounds like he really does want to negotiate some kind of agreement to settle the struggle in Ukraine. Is that viable? We'll speak to Elizabeth Braw of American Enterprise Institute on Putin's speech, peace speech. We're also going to be speaking, coming right up, to a former U.S. prosecutor in New Jersey who had his own experience dealing with terrorist violence and the threat of terrorist violence. He also served as governor of New Jersey, and he's running for president of the United States. I'm talking about Chris Christie, of course. He will be joining us, and later on, we're also going to be talking about a Maryland Hate Crimes Commission official who has compared Israel to Nazi Germany. The release of the hostages and the temporary ceasefire are apparently going to be taking place on Thanksgiving Day, but of course that's sort of later in the day because it's Israeli time. The ceasefire will start at 10 a.m. on Thursday. The deal between Israel and Hamas that will see the militant group free for the first stage, 50 Israeli women and children, including that three-year-old whose birthday is tomorrow. Can you believe it? Actually, her birthday is Friday. I want to be clear on that. Her name is Abigail. She, like her parents, is a joint U.S.-Israeli citizen. She saw her father gunned down while he was holding her. She was covered with her father's blood. Her mother was also murdered in front of her. She hid out for a while with neighbors, also with children. They were all taken as hostages. And Abigail, God willing, will be out of captivity and be able to celebrate her fourth birthday with extended family. But what we're dealing with here is such a monstrous evil, and it does disturb me, as it should, it seems to me, every thinking person, that there are so many people who are losing sight of the nature of this this entire war and why it began and what the war is about. Brett Stevens has a fantastic column about the ceasefire now fraud. Why is that a complete misunderstanding of the kind of threat that Israel and very much the United States is dealing with? Big news with a key endorsement in Iowa. Who did it go to? Some are very surprised. We will talk about that and much more coming up on a very busy day here on the MedVed Show.
Michael Medved.
out just when you thought it couldn't get any better. MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night. And more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. This is $19.95 for a three-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Michael Medved show. Governor of New York, Kathy Hochul, is making her way up to Buffalo and the site of this latest explosion. The details from eyewitnesses now indicate that the car that exploded and damaged a border crossing guard office and injured one of the Canadian Border Patrol personnel, but apparently he is expected to make a full recovery. The two people in the car died, and apparently it was going toward the border from the American side at a very high rate of speed, such a high rate of speed that at one point it was airborne, and it smashed into the guard station and blew up. And very clearly, cars don't just blow up from accidents. There were some kinds of bombs inside the car. And they don't know. And again, we will find all this out. You may ask the question, and I think anybody would, okay, why would they aim for this particular spot at the border between the United States and Canada? And it might well be that the terrorists, and again, this is now being described as a terror incident, so the would-be terrorists had grudges both against the United States, that's nothing new, but against Canada as well, because Canada, Justin Trudeau, who is not always the most firm or clear-sighted example of anything, Prime Minister Trudeau has been very strong in support of Israel after the Hamas mass murders of October 7th. And in fact, we played on the air here some audio that took place last week, the end of last week, showing people, pro-Palestinian demonstrators in Vancouver, British Columbia, in Canada, north of the border, basically chanting their rage not just at the United States, not just at Israel, but at Canada as well. Do we have that audio, Jeremy? And that's Justin Trudeau. What do you say? How many kids have you killed today? The one that's most relevant here is there is only one solution, Intifada revolution. And for those people who didn't live through the Intifada, my family did. And the Intifada revolution that they're glorifying here was mostly bombs. It was mostly bombs that were set off. There's a famous story of somebody that I didn't know him precisely, but I knew of him, Dr. Applebaum, who was actually, and this is relevant because it goes to just the utter depravity of the evil that is used against good and innocent people. Dr. Applebaum was one of those people who had been on guard as a physician and had been prepared at a moment's notice to rush out to any scene of a bombing or a terror attack or anything of that nature. He was taking a day off because his daughter was getting married, and his daughter wanted to go out on her last time as her father's daughter before she is a married woman. It was the day of her wedding, and they went out for a coffee. And at that time, the restaurant, which was actually close to where my late father used to live in Jerusalem, the coffee shop was blown up, and both the father of the bride and the bride were killed. And when you have people chanting, there's only one solution, Intifada revolution, there were thousands of people, literally more than 2,000, who were killed in the second Intifada. And the Intifada broke out right after Israel had made the most generous statement, the most generous offer in terms of negotiating under then Prime Minister Ehud Barak, the most generous offer that had ever been put forward, that seemed to give the Palestinian Authority everything they said they wanted. That was turned down by Yasser Arafat in the Y River negotiations with the Prime Minister of Israel, Ehud Barak, and Bill Clinton. What's interesting is that apparently Bill Clinton tried and tried to persuade Arafat to accept the deal that was offered to him. And Arafat said, well, I can't, but you, Mr. President, are a great man for trying to solve this problem. And he says, and Clinton apparently shot back, and you are not a great man, and you are making sure that none of us will be considered great men because these negotiations break up, and they did. Meanwhile, there is so much going on in terms of the American public response to what is going on in Israel. The most important thing is that Netanyahu, the Prime Minister of Israel, gave a very important speech and in which he formally talked about the deal between Israel and Hamas. And they are talking about now that the Israelis are willing to come forward to add another day of ceasefire for every 10 hostages who are released. The hostages they are releasing at the beginning, which will include at least some Americans like that little girl I told you about named Abigail, who is going to be celebrating her fourth birthday on Friday. In any event, the original 50 hostages will be apparently all women and children. But when they start getting beyond that, what Israel has said is they will give a full day of continued ceasefire in return for every 10 hostages released. Now, the point is, when you talk about Hamas giving up hostages, these are not hostages who were taken because they were being punished for something. It's not like the prisoners who are going to be released, prisoners who have been prosecuted and convicted in Israel. It's a very different situation. We'll get a perspective on that situation from somebody who was a prosecutor fighting terrorism at one point. Now he's running for president. His name is Chris Christie, former governor of New Jersey. He'll be joining us coming up.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. There are no interest rate cuts in our future, at least according to the Fed. Their recent meeting offered no hints of potential rate cuts. The I-10 freeway underpass near downtown Los Angeles, where a significant fire erupted over a week ago, had previously failed an inspection months ago. Combustible liquid and stacks of pallets were found stored under that freeway. Authorities are investigating that fire as an arson. Thanksgiving travel disruptions may arise due to severe storms and snow. According to the National Weather Service, the anticipated weather conditions include heavy rain and thunderstorms with the possibility of a wintry mix in New England. Good news this morning from the Labor Department. The number of Americans applying for unemployment benefits fell sharply last week. Corey Myers, USA News.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Music of The Boss in the background. Why? Because we're welcoming to this show an American leader who describes himself as a former governor and U.S. attorney, Springsteen fan, who's also running for president. He's also the author of the book Republican Rescue, Saving the Party from Truth Deniers, Conspiracy Theorists, and the Dangerous Policies of Joe Biden. Governor Chris Christie, welcome back to the Michael Medved Show. On a very shocking day, you know, of course, about this explosion and suspected terror attack in the border between New York State and Canada. Have you been able to take a look at the details of this incident?
Well, I've looked at some, Michael, and, you know, as a former prosecutor who did the first two terrorism cases after 9/11, what is going to happen now is the FBI and their forensic folks are going to be all over that scene in Buffalo. They're going to be looking for explosive tips. They're going to be looking for what was the type of detonator. Any evidence on the bodies of the two perpetrators who have now died. And going back to all the joint terrorism task forces across the U.S., to see if they can connect any dots on any clues that they might have missed in order to try to solve where this is coming from and who's doing it, who did it, rather. But, look, this is the very, very early stages of something like this, and we're going to learn, I think, more over the next 48 to 72 hours at a geometric pace.
Well, one of the things I was talking to listeners about before you joined us, Governor Christie, was that there are reasons to fear that the war on terror, which has been very quiet because our side has done such an outstanding job, that war on terror may be repeating itself, that the next president may face a renewed war of terror incidents aimed at the United States. Do you believe that's a legitimate fear? And I can't think of anybody who's better prepared to handle that as President of the United States than you.
Well, I absolutely do fear it, and I'll tell you why. You know, when you see the events that are going on around the world, in Ukraine, in Israel, America, when we're not showing strength, becomes a target. And that's exactly what is going on here. And there's no doubt that when people see us not displaying strength, and we're doing it in two ways. Joe Biden's leadership, in my view, has not been strong on many of these issues. And secondly, some of the discussion within our own party by folks like Donald Trump and Ron DeSantis and Vivek Ramaswamy have led people to believe that Republicans are not resolved to being involved in the world, strong in the world, and taking this kind of activity on directly. And we send these signals, Michael, and we expect that no one is paying attention or taking it seriously, but they are, and we are putting ourselves at risk.
And speaking of risk, the deal between Israel and Hamas is now official. There is going to be a four-day pause in the fighting in Gaza. But a lot of people on the left are saying this is no good. What they need is a complete permanent ceasefire. You do not favor forcing Israel into a ceasefire position. Why not?
Because I've been there and actually seen what happened, Michael. And I think for anybody else who hasn't been there to see it for themselves, they're talking out of their hat. I went to one of the kibbutzes 600 yards from the Gaza border. And I will tell you, the level of inhumanity and destruction visited upon the Israeli people by Hamas is almost indescribable. I'll give you one example, Michael. Went into the home of a newly married 24-year-old couple. The place was completely ransacked. When you go in, you saw the couch where the young woman was lying and where she was murdered. And her couch is still stained and smells of her blood. Her husband was in their bedroom. He came into the doorway of the bedroom. He was gunned down. His blood stains their floor all throughout the bedroom. And I counted. There were 140 bullet holes in the walls to kill two people. It's not just the inhumanity they visited. It's the joy that they brought to this inhumanity. And, you know, we cannot ask Israel to stand down until they are content with the idea that they have diminished Hamas's military capability enough that they can tell the people who survived that they can go back to their homes. We would expect no less here in the United States, and we should demand nothing other than what we would want for ourselves from our ally Israel. That is the safety and security of their people and the territorial integrity of their borders.
Wow. There was a tweet that Jeremy found from another one of our regular guests on this show, from Governor Chris Sununu, who I know is a friend of yours. And he tweeted November 11th, didn't tweet, it's an X now, but he said, good to catch up with Governor Christie at his town hall in Merrimack last night. He's campaigning the New Hampshire way, person to person, answering every question, wearing out the shoe leather. You would have no problem attending a debate against Joe Biden or whoever the Democratic nominee is, going to the debates that they've already scheduled, three presidential debates, one vice presidential debate. If Chris Christie is the nominee, I think you'd be there with bells on, wouldn't you?
I'd be prepared to debate Joe Biden anytime, any place, as many times as he was willing to show up. I think the differences between our leadership styles and our philosophy of what government should be doing would be very, very illuminating for the American people. So I'd do it as many times as I could, as many times as he would want, and anywhere he wants.
And I think that would be something. There's Fox News has a headline that says Christie turns up the heat on Haley and DeSantis as he tries to be the Trump alternative in the GOP 2024 race. So for people considering an alternative to President Trump, why, in a few words, are you the right guy?
I believe I'm the right guy because I'm the most experienced person in this race, the one who has been telling the truth. The truth matters, Michael. We've got to make the truth matter again in our politics in this country. I've been the one who's been talking about Donald Trump directly and without fear of telling the truth. I'm the one who will restore respect for rule of law. I'm the one who will make sure that our border is finally secured, unlike the empty promises that were made to us by Donald Trump when he was president. I'm the one who will make sure that we law enforcement and respect for law enforcement and law and order are restored in this country, because I've done it, because I've been a U.S. attorney who ran the fifth largest office in America. And I'm the one who will make sure that government gets out of your pocket and we start to reduce spending in this state, in this country, rather, because if we don't, we are going to leave a much, much poorer country to our grandchildren and our great-grandchildren.
You have, I know this was clear from the debate, you have not ruled out doing what happened under President Reagan, and was a bipartisan effort to try to correct the challenges of Social Security and Medicare back in the 80s. We have some challenges coming forward that we need to deal with, don't we?
We absolutely do. And if we don't deal with it in 10 years, everyone who is on Social Security or going on it in the next 10 years will get a 24% cut in their benefits. And for many people, Michael, that'll be the difference between paying the rent or not, putting food on the table or not. We have to stop kicking the can down the road and lying to people like Donald Trump and Joe Biden are doing on Social Security.
Chris Christie, the straight shooter as always. We will be right back.
Great to see you.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. A lot of times on the Michael Medved Show, we're talking about the present, things that just happened. Sometimes we try to look toward the future, but we also try very seriously to look toward the past. And that's why it's a very good idea right now in this present moment to sign up as a Medhead Plus member. It gives you access to close to 100 history programs on the Medved Show, ranging from the American Revolution to the origins of the State of Israel to the history of political parties in the United States and the Constitution and world struggles like World War I and World War II, and yes, the Vietnam War. All available to you at a minuscule cost of 22 cents a day. Plus access to our show 24/7. Go to MedvedHistoryStore.com. You spend a little, you learn a lot.
It seems like every day economic news gets more and more sketchy. We're already seeing huge volatility in the stock market and a rapid erosion in the value of the U.S. dollar. But this time, an economic downturn could happen faster than you ever imagined. Direct Bullion USA, America's number one precious metals company, wants to let you know that now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Direct Bullion USA at at 888-787-GOLD and get your free gold investor kit today. Don't wait. Call Direct Bullion USA now at 888-787-4653 and get your free gold and silver survival kit. With all of the uncertainty of a world gone mad, you can take control of your financial future with one call to Direct Bullion USA. Call us now at 888-787-4653. That's 888-787-GOLD.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Michael Medved show, a few minutes more with the former governor of New Jersey, two-term governor of New Jersey, and a presidential candidate and a former crack federal prosecutor who helped to go after terrorists who were aiming to do damage to America and Americans, Chris Christie. And Governor Christie, you've been increasingly critical of President Trump, the front runner for the Republican nomination, according to all the polls. What is it that President Trump gets wrong about this particular presidential election and what it means? He basically has characterized this election as a fight against people he says are vermin. Marxists, fascists, communists. What's wrong with that hard-hitting approach?
All he's trying to do, Michael, is to use as many adjectives as he possibly can to distract the American voters from the fact that he is out on bail in four different jurisdictions in this country: New York, Florida, Washington, D.C., and Georgia. Imagine that we have a presidential candidate who is out on bail, criminal bail, in four different jurisdictions. He doesn't want anybody talking about that. And when he talks about it, he talks about how victimized he's been and how much he's sacrificing for us. This is a guy who has never put us ahead of himself and his own interests, but we shouldn't feel badly. He's never put anyone ahead of himself or his own interests. And the founders of this country are spinning in their graves at the thought that someone with this language, with this attitude, and with this level of self-indulgence is a serious candidate for president of the United States.
Well, when one of the things that has occurred to me is that I think a lot of people right now are just sick and tired of hearing about all the different fights and all the different courtrooms and all of the different battles. And to some extent, I think people have the ideas. I don't want to hear any more about Trump scandals. I don't want to hear any more about Trump accusations against him. And the only way that people feel that they can end this topic that they find distasteful is electing him as president of the United States. What's wrong with that logic?
Because all it will do is get bigger and louder and more distracting for our country and more destructive for our country. Remember, he has said over and over again, I am your retribution. Now, I don't want him to be my retribution, and I suspect he'll be retribution only for himself. And this is a much different Donald Trump than these people voted for in 2016. In 2016, he said, I am your voice. Now he's saying, I'm your retribution. This is an angry, bitter, immature, self-indulgent man who believes that whatever happens to him is the most important thing in the world, and that the person he sees in the mirror every morning is the most important person in the world. And when you're president of the United States, you need to put the people of this country who have honored you with that job before your own self-interest. He is unable to do that, and as a result, he's unfit for the presidency.
We're going to be talking later in the show about this new peace offer that is apparently coming from Vladimir Putin. He described the war as a tragedy in Ukraine. Well, for a lot of dead Russians, it certainly has been. Is it possible that Putin's initiative here is because he can't wait to negotiate some kind of deal with his buddy Trump?
Look, I will tell you this. I think he knows that Trump will just hand Ukraine over to the Russians. I don't have any doubt about that. And I think that whatever Putin does now will just be a stalling tactic while he hopes that Trump gets reelected so that Trump will just hand Ukraine over to him. Because Trump is a coward. He does not want America to be strong around the world. He's afraid for America to be strong around the world. And he wants to be an isolationist. He's the Charles Lindbergh of this era. And that's what he wants to do and who he wants this country to be. And I believe that we make ourselves safer by being strong around the world, not by making ourselves pull ourselves out from the world. That makes us weaker and more of a target.
Okay, and finally, there's this piece in Newsweek. It's a brand new piece. It says Trump can stop all his trials in one fell swoop. And the writers are talking about after he is elected president. As somebody who's had your share of experience with all kinds of complicated trials, can you see any way that he very simply puts an end to these trials?
Not unless he pleads guilty in Georgia and in New York. The two federal trials, there's an argument to be made that he could force a new attorney general to withdraw those cases, and I'm sure that would lead to an extraordinary constitutional crisis that he would be more than happy to drag the country through. But in Georgia and in New York, where he faces criminal charges in both those places, he has no authority as President of the United States to end those, and he will have to face them ultimately. So he can only do half of it, not all of it as he might wish. And even the half that he tries to do, I think would create such a constitutional crisis in this country that it would cause real danger to our economic future and our national security future. But if Donald Trump's in the White House, believe me, he won't care. All he'll care is about protecting his own rear end.
In terms of your family and your Thanksgiving plans, are you going home somewhere? Are you hosting for Thanksgiving? Where are you going to be? What are you going to do?
We are hosting 25 of our family members at our home in New Jersey. I am in the process of having gotten home late yesterday from New Hampshire. Today is a day spent doing errands for Mary Pat as we put all this together and looking forward to tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock. Welcoming 25 family members from both my side of the family and hers to our home to have a traditional Thanksgiving dinner. All four of our children, who are all grown now, will all be home. Our youngest coming home from Notre Dame tomorrow morning. And so we're looking forward to a great day tomorrow, Michael, and having our family together, because as a family, we have a lot to be thankful for, and as citizens of this country, we have a lot to be thankful for.
Well, your Thanksgiving plans sound very much like ours in the Medved family. What are you particularly thankful for this Thanksgiving? Last question.
Two things. One personal and one larger than personal. From a personal perspective, I'm particularly thankful that our family has good health. My dad is 90 years old.
Wow.
And healthy and happy. My mother-in-law, the mother of 10, is 95 years old, healthy, happy, and will be joining us tomorrow. That's an enormous gift. for us, Mary Pat and I, to have two of our parents still alive and healthy and active and ready to be at our dinner table tomorrow. And in a bigger sense, I'm really thankful for the fact that I live in still the freest, strongest, richest country the world has ever known. It's an enormous gift. We need to stop complaining so much and start being thankful for the fact that a gift from God is being an American citizen.
Isn't that absolutely the truth? I will tell you, I think about that all the time because on my father's side, my grandparents got out of Ukraine right after World War I. And again, you think about the poor people who are suffering now in Ukraine under Putin's aggression and how unbelievably blessed we are that my grandparents on my mother's side got out of Germany in 1934. So these are blessings that we remember every Thanksgiving and at all times.
So,
and I also think
so true, Michael.
By some
so
of our
true. And you know, my grandfather was born on the boat in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean on his way from Sicily to the United States. And he always told me as a child that the happiest day of his life was at 4 days old when his parents arrived at Ellis Island and they made him an American citizen. And when you have a grandfather who sets that kind of example for you, he was a stonemason, a bricklayer, who came to this country. His father was the same. And my great-grandfather, they came here and built some of the greatest buildings in New Jersey and in New York as Sicilian immigrants. And he always said the greatest day of his life was when he was 4 days old and they made him an American citizen on Ellis Island. So I think about him every Thanksgiving and being thankful for the fact that my great-grandfather was willing and great-grandmother, willing to get on that boat and come over here.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of Carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's Carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents. The only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize-winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com or call 720-600-6040.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.